Attention listeners, AfterSight's annual hike is coming up on July 27th.
It was a really good experience for me.
Visit aftersight.org/hike and become an audio trekker today.
That hike today gave me so much courage.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
That's how Jonathan started this off when I hopped on the session, but welcome to BLT. I am your host, Evan Starnes, joined by Jonathan Price here. It's pretty late in the afternoon as we're recording this, and it's been a fairly interesting week, what with the like weird roller coaster weather we've been having and the crazy... It was like snowy yesterday, but then literally later on in the same day, the roads were kind of dry.
That's typical Colorado.
Yep. It's like, you know what they say. I'm sure everybody's heard it. You know, if you don't like where the weather is in one place of Colorado, one part of Colorado, just drive or walk, you know, 30 minutes and you'll be in a completely different climate, you know?
It's true.
Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
Good. My weekend was... What did I do this weekend? I don't remember what I did this last weekend. I think I just hung out and I did a little bit of yard work, getting the lawn ready. I got the fire pit redone.
Oh.
So I got it all scooped out, put new sand in it, and so it's ready for fire pit season. Fire pit season for me is all year long because we... had that massive snowstorm and I still built a fire in the fire
pit.
It was a snow fort. And that was awesome. But yeah, played with the dog and just kind of hung out. Didn't do a whole lot. It was good.
No, I honestly had a less exciting weekend. I feel like I did just about the same, except I cleaned my floors, which they needed.
Nice.
And
yep. Wait, did you use the techniques that Tamara gave on navigating life with vision loss?
I actually did. The grid pattern, nice. For instance.
Yep.
And I honestly did. Like, I used the barefoot technique, so I didn't have any shoes or socks on, and it actually totally helped. Just feeling where the dust spots were and stuff on the floor, it made it easy to go over spots I'd missed, and it was pretty solid. Honestly, my problem was I'd overfilled the electric mop thing and I'd had way more liquid in it than I knew what to do with. So that was, I don't know. I have really clean floors now. Yay. And that was fun.
And I need to clean my floors.
Yeah. I might just have a day of it, but it was literally a weekend where I did absolutely nothing. So yeah, fun times. Yeah, fun times. Nothing wrong with having a weekend like that.
No.
Anyway, today's episode is going to be kind of a bit of a shorty, but a fun one. We're going to talk about some of the future guests and essentially what to expect from Blind Level Tech here in the next few weeks. So, Jonathan, do you mind starting us out with the next guest we're going to have?
Yeah, so next week we're going to have on Ellie White, and she is fantastic. She was actually originally on what was AfterSight, mm-hmm. which is now Blind Chick.
The Blind Chick.
It's still throwing me off.
So with all we'll the blind.
Ellie White. And then a lady that we had on, actually she recorded with the Blind Chick, and her episode won't come out for another couple months. We're going to have a lady from Russia, and she is fantastic. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oksana Chichinkova. And she just has an amazing story. And she works at a bank in the accessibility and kind of helping people in that arena.
A global bank, by the way.
Global bank, yeah.
Yeah, not just any little bank.
That'll be, No, we've got episodes coming up with like app accessibility. We're going to be talking about medical implants, medical technology, survival technology, because, you know, people like to go camping.
I know it's the perfect season for it.
It is getting ready to get into the summer months, and then throwback tech. But we have some that'll be a lot of fun because we're gonna
have a good friend of ours, a good friend of the show. He hasn't been on yet, but his name is Russ Carrick, and he's a PAC member on our programming advisory team. But super cool guy. He has his own radio show up in the Grand Junction area where he resides. But big techie dude. He's always telling me about, hey, I just got this device you talked about on BLT. So yeah, we're gonna have him on to talk about some of the old assistive tech that was used, you know, in the 80s, 90s, you know, kind of like what we came from and in contrast to, you know, where we are now. Yeah. And I will say, just to kind of, I'm not gonna spoil like Ellie's episode, but she's going to talk about medical devices, as we discussed a few minutes ago, because especially with medical tech, not only is it incredibly important, in fact, it could be, you know, your life could depend on it, but it certain medical devices aren't accessible. So we're going to have her talk about that because it's quite important and we really want to get that information out there.
Yeah, it's going to be... We've got some amazing guests coming up. Joe Weber is going to be back on the show. Kelvin's going to be on the show. Muhammad Lashir.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? I feel like I'm missing somebody.
I don't think you are, actually.
Well, so we do have some more exciting things coming up. And I wanted to let everybody know, and we've said this before, but I am leaving BLT. I'm not leaving AfterSight. I just got sick and tired of Evan.
Yeah.
And he made fun of me way too much. And my feelings are hurt. All my feelers are hurt. And I just don't want to do it anymore.
Aww.
No, it's not. It's not that. Okay. No. But in more exciting news, we are launching an amazing show called Game Changers. And this is all about blind athletes and the sports that they play. And this is a project that is near and dear to my personal heart because I love sports. My entire childhood was surrounded around the phrase, hey, watch me try this. And I don't know how many rides I've taken in an ambulance. I've had multiple surgeries and I have done almost every sport. I've tried almost every single sport, failed at many of them, but it was awesome. I played football for 13 years. And I played baseball and soccer and I was just kind of all over the place. But this is going to be a very special transition. And so I am personally looking for a co-host for Game Changers. So if you or yourself know of anybody who is interested in sports, talking about sports, living that sports life, get a hold of us. You can email me or us at feedback@aftersight.org. or call us at 720-712-8856 for more information. But there's a very extensive application process. Evan, what does that process look like?
Well, we want to make sure that as a co-host, you know, you're essentially what we're looking for. So to go and apply to be a co-host on either Blind Level Tech, because yes, we are still looking for a BLT co-host, or Game Changers, you want to go to aftersight.org/podcast-host, and it'll give you the application. And then after you fill out the application, you'll submit a short little voice audition that we'll review, and we'll kind of move on with the application process from there.
Yeah, it'll be very fun and exciting. And so look for those changes. We're going to be updating the intro and outro and some of the music, and it'll just get a BLT will get a new refresh and update. So that'll be awesome. We're all very looking forward to it. And we've got some amazing things coming up with AfterSight. We've got our hike coming up, which
that's going to be on July 27th.
Where is it at?
And that's in Myers Gulch.
Myers, I almost said Maroon Bells. I don't know why. I think I have that. I was just looking at that on my like places I want to go camping.
You made me think of Maroon 5 for whatever reason. Just saying. Anyway,
oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, Myers Gulch. Anytime I hear the word gulch, it just makes it feel like,
gulch.
I don't know, feel like I need to go back to the old West and chew some tobacco and shoot something. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, this episode is quickly getting out of hand. So I'm going to go feed my kids, but Evan, I need a sandwich. So I think it's time for
the sandwich of the week.
Okay, so I'm going to go. I think it was last week or a few weeks ago, you were talking about a PB&J sandwich.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, so it's not really, maybe it is a sandwich. It's more like a roll up. I took a tortilla, one of those giant like burrito tortillas that's like you could wrap a baby in it.
Yum.
Kind of thing. And it just put some peanut butter and jelly on that sucker. And just had a peanut butter and jelly roll up.
Okay, that's like, unique. And I like it.
It was awesome.
That's amazing.
It was awesome. It was fantastic.
You got to do it with a flour tortilla, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can't corn tortillas are gross.
No, absolutely. No. That is the worst. Whoever invented corn tortillas.
Ugh. I like them for street tacos, but yeah. Well,
Or tostadas.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
I don't have anything as exciting as a PB&R it is a PB&J. Like a PB roll up.
It's PB&J.
PBJR.
Roll up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything near as exciting, but, well, I was messing around with my air fryer as Evans tend to do and,
nice.
Decided to make a chicken breast and, because I'd only had a couple left and they're quite simple. You just throw them in, season them up. And throw them again for, another 10 minutes and you got some delicious chicken breasts. But I was going to make some like side broccoli and cauliflower. Actually, no, not cauliflower. I don't know. I was going to make some veggies on the side, but I was out of veggies. However, I had one of those Caesar salad kits. So my sandwich is actually a chicken salad sandwich with chicken, nice. With a little bit of garlic and a Caesar salad. And it was really good.
Yeah.
I called it the chicken chunk salad sandwich because I didn't cut the chicken small enough. So it was, but it was still delicious and would highly recommend.
Very good. Very good. Well, this has been kind of a nice short episode and people have been able to digest it. And yeah, we didn't talk really anything about tech, but it's important to know what's coming up because we've got some big changes.
Absolutely. We've got a lot coming down the pipe, a lot to look forward to. And we always want you guys to stay informed, up to date and connected 24/7. So.
Oh, and I have to mention this. If you guys want merch, we got some merch. Oh, you need to visit the Aftersight. And when you go to aftersight.org, up on the top, there's a label that says shop. And you can select all things from shirts to mugs to trackpads to laptop cases to
phone cases. You can get yourself a BLT iPhone case. I need to do that, actually.
Or a BLT sticker.
Yeah.
Or, trackpad if you want.
Or one of these. So. I got one of these little tumbler things over here. I love them.
Yeah.
Very insulated.
Dude, me too.
And actually, speaking of BLT too, we are launching a little mini series to kind of branch off of BLT called BLT Bites. I'm still totally in the planning process, but this is actually a little podcast geared towards our lovely older blind population, mainly centered around anything tech related, from the basics of like the components of the iPhone, the anatomy of the iPhone, or how to turn VoiceOver on and off, or how to answer and end a phone call. Like super basic stuff, but it's stuff that people might not necessarily be familiar with. So we're gonna start that up as a little mini series pretty soon here, and I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be very cool. Well, this has been kind of a fun episode, Evan.
Absolutely.
Thanks for hopping on with me.
Yeah, thanks for spontaneously making it happen.
Yeah,
for sure. Always appreciate it.
Well, on behalf of the entire Aftersight family and Evan Starnes, my name is Jonathan Price, and you've been listening to Blind Level Tech.
Don't forget to plug in your devices.